big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Rock and Roll Football. Rock and Roll Football. On Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to another Rock and Roll Football podcast. Matt, it's always good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here, Richie.
A lot we get our teeth into today.
Yes, we do. We talk about what constitutes a derby in football. Mm-hmm. That sort of cropped up naturally in my discussion about the Leicester-Coventry game, which is undoubtedly a derby, as you'll soon discover.
Well, as you will soon discover, some people suggest it might not
some
be.
Some people have crackpot theories involving trains. But, you know, that's never been a rule until today. But, yeah, we'll leave that. We've left it behind. You know?
Yes.
So you'll hear about that, and you'll also hear about Gladiators, the reboot of Gladiators. Cue those glad hands.
Yes.
I hope there are big foam hands on the new series.
I hope so.
There has to be.
Look, you're going to hear all the Gladiator chat during this episode, but another name has just come to mind.
Oh, yeah?
Eunice Huttart.
Oh, Eunice Huttart.
I think
legend
she was
in the game.
One of the winners.
She was massive.
Yes.
She was, like, the best... The real star of Gladiators.
Yeah.
One of the humans.
I couldn't name you a single male winner of Gladiators,
no,
but
no,
I
no.
remember Eunice Huttart.
Eunice Huttart. Just the pronunciation of her name takes you right back. Yeah. But we're talking about footballers who will be good on Gladiators.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
There's only one thing that matters as much as music, and that's goals.
Yes.
And this man will tell you all about what you can expect.
Very little red-hot Premier League action for us this afternoon, thanks to this winter break they've brought in. We are starved of 3 o'clock kickoffs because of what they call the mid-season player break that came after years of the likes of Pep and Klopp moaning on about fixture congestion in the English game. All the players have to do is run around for 90 minutes twice a week. How bad can it really be? And meanwhile, Rock and Roll Football, a show created to cover top flight games at 3 o'clock, has no reason to sound an air horn for 2 weeks, just so these pampered millionaires can have a mini hibernation. It came to light this week that Everton midfielder Arno Danjuma takes a private jet to training from his home in Manchester to Liverpool. He's only up in the air for 8 minutes. What a life. Get them out running in the snow, I say. Most of the clubs will feel no benefit anyway because of the FA Cup replays. There's not even any Scottish Premiership games today or Africa Cup of Nations matches at 3. So thank God for those hardy souls in the Championship and the wider EFL. They can handle playing right through from August to May. Maybe they'll get a touch of cramp or a tight hammy, but that's all part of the fun. Spray some deep heat on it and carry on. Not sure why it causes Jurgen to have such a sense of humour failure. So yeah, it's Championship all the way, the most exciting league in European football. Forget Newcastle, Man City, that doesn't start until 5:30 this evening. We've got Rotherham versus Stoke, Preston at home to Bristol City. There are some decent promotions chasing teams in action as well, like Leeds and Southampton. In some exclusive lineup news, I can tell you that Matt Ford is back on the grass, having returned to training.
Wow.
We're hearing he's getting close to a return to
yes.
first team action. In the meantime, we continue with Richie Firth up front, the new poster boy of the fur-lined croc, alongside myself and producer I Love Tony Mowbray Liam. So on the day that Gladiators returns to Saturday Night TV, with former Premier League official Mark Clattenburg taking over the role of referee from John Anderson, we say rock and roll ready, football ready, real music, you will go on my first whistle, air horns, you will be sounded on my second whistle, awooga!
Oh. Is it an air horn for Chelsea, for Fulham, for Leicester, or for Coventry.
It is a Coventry air horn.
Wow.
And it is all turned around in the Championship early kickoff. Leicester were 1-0 up. Then they had a player sent off just before half-time. 79th minute, Coventry come back into it. And what is a bit of a local derby,
yeah,
in that sort of Midlands, sort of Westy Midlandsy. It is a little bit, Liam. It is, mate. They're very close to each other. Callum O'Hare popping up, 79th minute. And in the 88th minute, Coventry have scored a second.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Air on me again. Milan van Ewijk. He has scored with just minutes to go. Big upset on the cards. Coventry 2-1 up at home to Leicester.
I don't think you can catch a train from Coventry to Leicester. So I don't think that's a derby.
Can't you?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, no. I think you probably can. They're very close to each other, geographically.
Well, they may
speaking.
Well be, but if you can't go from one to the other...
On the train, is that the rule?
There's got to be rules in life. And that's the one that I've...
I think there's a road, like the M69 connecting the two. If it's a road or a train line, it's classed as a derby, surely.
Well, but this is what you get with this Crystal Palace and Brighton one.
Yeah,
they
well,
call
no,
that
they've made a mockery of it. But I think that this is a little bit of a derby. It's not their main derby. It's all over at Coventry City, not the Rico Arena, it's the Coventry Building Society or something now, I think it is. Coventry have won anyway. Now, let's not get bogged down in stadium sponsorship. Coventry City have come back from 1-0 down to beat Leicester 3-1.
Yes.
In the M69 Derby, as it is known, and has been known since it was known as the A46 Derby before that. It's got a Wikipedia page devoted to this Derby game, which everyone in the area knows is a Derby game.
Don't start using Wikipedia.
And it has happened since 1919. It's been a hotly contested local derby in the Midlands area.
It cannot be a footballing derby if you can't catch a train between the two places.
That's a rule you've invented today, surely.
Takes 55 minutes to go from Coventry to Leicester on the train and you've got a change at Nuneaton. It cannot be a footballing derby if
derby.
The rival fans are
no,
clustering at
no,
Nuneaton.
No. Sophie from Hull has texted in, need a train line to call a match a derby. What is this? Edwardian football? Chimney Sweepers FC versus the Industrial Revolution United? What are you talking about, Sophie? I'm completely with you. It's connected by road because it's the M69 Derby. 24 miles apart on that road connecting the two cities. Thus, it's a derby match.
I'm doubting its credentials.
You disputed it. You created this fact that for a game to be a derby, it had to have a direct train line connecting the two cities.
Yes, that's what
which,
I kind of think.
Which I think you've just invented.
If it's not going to be two clubs in the same city, like a City and United or an Everton, Liverpool or an Arsenal, Spurs, or any of the other London clubs, that kind of thing. Chelsea Fulham, that was the other game today.
That's a derby. And quite a few people have texted in saying he does have to be from two teams from the same city. So someone's saying Newcastle and Sunderland is not a derby, even though, I mean, this is a derby.
It is a derby.
North East derby.
But I do think you can't argue with the rule that I've come up with, that is if you can't catch a direct train between the two of them, Coventry to Leicester, you've got to change at Nuneaton.
Yes.
It takes 55 minutes. Yeah,
but no, people have questioned that as well, because that would make Stevenage Newcastle a derby, says one person. You can catch a direct train between Stevenage and Newcastle. You can from many parts of the country. Your theory has fallen down the slightest test.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Recognise this?
It sounds like the intro to a panto to start with, but now it kicks in.
I mean, he's kind of a panto in some respects.
It's very much a pantomime show.
Gladiators returns to our TV screens this evening with a bit of a Premier League influence.
Yeah, there's football. I mean, it's always been quite connected to football, hasn't it?
Yes, John Fashanu, that's a very good point.
John Fashanu was the former host. Now Clattenburg is taking over as the ref.
Yep.
Taking over from John Anderson.
And I think match of the day is
Guy Mowbray
is the commentator.
Commentary, yeah. So it's going to be, it's quite a football-related show.
I used to love Gladiators back in the day.
Yeah, well, in the golden era with Wolf. Yeah.
Indeed, and Jet.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Diane Udale, I seem to remember her name was. I might be wrong.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty certain
right.
I'm
you're
not.
Right. I'm pretty sure you are right. Now it's Bradley Walsh and his son Barney presenting.
That's a touch different.
It's an unusual one, yeah. Isn't it? Get me Barney Walsh, they said. Yeah.
What footballers do you think would be good as gladiators or taking part in gladiators?
As one of the big guys in Lycra.
Yes.
I think there's only one for me.
Go on.
Deichmann.
Imagine
him, the worm-eating Gruffalo, up on the podium with his pugil stick in hand. Scare the living daylights out of any punter, wouldn't he?
He would be the modern day wolf.
He would be gruff post match interviews. Yeah, running into the crowd, getting booed. He'd love it. He'd have like Ian Wone and Stevie Stone holding his pugil stick at the side as well.
What about the ponytail?
Ooh.
I'm thinking David Seaman.
Oh, yes.
I could see old Seyfan's very good at hang tough.
Yes.
That was the one where they had to go from the hoops, from hoop to hoop, and like still be hanging.
Oh, Seaman would be amazing on that, wouldn't he? Yeah, I'd love it.
Grease Man.
Ooh.
That is Adama Traore with his greased up arms.
Of course. Slippery.
Yes,
do you remember, that's what he does it.
Do you remember Gauntlet, which I think was the one where they used to run down a padded tunnel?
They ran the gauntlet.
I can't see anyone laying a hand on Traore.
That's amazing. That's a really good... I think he'd be better because he's actually not a very good finisher, is he, Traore? But he's very fast and he's big and he's slippery. He'd probably be a better gladiator than he is a Premier League footballer.
If you're Adama Traore's agent, do put that to him. Give up the career and move on to gladiators.
What about this one, though? Terry Hurlock. 100%. When he played with Rangers, long, curly hair. He was reminiscent of the Wolf.
He
looked like the Wolf. 100% on board with Terry Hurlock.
There's a name for the kids.
Yeah.
He's at Millwall as well, I think, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was very scary at Millwall.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
A lot of people saying get Akinfenwa in a leotard. That would be amazing. He would be perfect.
He really would.
There's no running past him when they're running the gauntlet. Elsewhere, someone suggested Duncan Ferguson, of course.
Yes.
Duncan Disorderly, yes. So certainly give him a run out.
Old gladiators rounds are coming back to me every second.
Oh, good.
Do you remember that black and white pyramid they had to climb up?
Yes,
I do.
To
try
and
get to the top and beat someone
at
the top.
And then they try and push them back down.
Exactly.
Up at the top of the pyramid, the gladiators.
I reckon that's... we mentioned him earlier this afternoon in the competition. Eric Dyer would be good at that. He was ever so good climbing across those rows of seats at Spurs, wasn't he?
Very nimble, wasn't he? Clambering across the seats.
Going back in the day, Cantona, very nimble. Over that perimeter boarding
Good
as well.
Shout.
So Lee's tweeted, Vinnie Jones. Has it taken us so long, Matt, to think of Vinnie Jones?
Vinnie Jones. He's crying out for the gladiators, isn't he?
Mm.
Surely. Just looking at some of the old games they used to play, though. Do you remember Swing Shot was a funny one?
What was
Swing
Shot?
They were on bungee ropes, so they'd jump off a platform, go down, and then go up into the middle. And I think they'd have to drop a ball in a basket or something. Atlas Spheres, where they ran around in a sort of hamster wheel.
Remember that? Yes, yes.
Yeah, who would be good for that? I'm not sure.
You also need some kind of nippy little player for that.
Yes.
What was that? The name of that game where there was like little weebly wobbly kind of things they had to put squashy balls in?
Yes, I remember that, yeah. So they dropped the balls in the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure who would be good at that.
Once of this parish, Perry Groves.
Oh, yes, Perry Groves. Perfection.
Nippy little Arsenal winger.
Yes, yeah. Some people are saying they should get Kalina as the ref. He's quite a scary ref, isn't he? It's
probably scarier than Mark Clattenburg, who they have picked for tonight.
He's doing it tonight. Di Canio pushing Clattenburg over. They could recreate that famous scene. That'll be amazing.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
The Reading Port Vale game has been suspended after there was a big protest. There was a tennis ball protest, a classic tennis ball protest, and then the fans came on the pitch complaining about the ownership, and it doesn't look like it's going to be getting back on.
No, they're still on there, and blue flares and all this kind of stuff. They've done a few tennis ball protests there, and it's something that you see at quite a few clubs.
Yes, everyone's doing it, aren't they? It's a bit like an old gladiators game, actually, weirdly, bringing it back to that. It was called Danger Zone. Remember it when they used to have like a gun that would fire tennis balls at the contestants. So, it's all connected to gladiators.
It is today. Yeah. I've often wondered with your your tennis ball protest, though. What happens to the tennis balls afterwards?
Yeah, I don't know. Just who goes around and picks them up?
I mean, you know,
the ground staff.
I would imagine the ground staff sort of swearing under their breath.
Yeah, yeah, but
then it's not as if like you're then putting the tennis balls in a bin for the fans to collect on their way back home.
Yes, that's true.
Do they go to a local tennis club or something?
Also, makes sense. Local it's such a waste of tennis balls.
Local state schools.
And they're fresh tennis balls. Yeah.
And they can't be cheap.
No, they're not. Put them back in the tubes, hand them out there. Or maybe they just hand them back to them and they reuse them because there's so many of them.
Yeah. Maybe they do. And also, a quick verdict. When you open a new tube of tennis balls,
yeah,
good smell or bad smell?
Lovely smell. The best smell in the world.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Still no football at Reading. Reading versus Port Vale. Fan protest on the pitch. I referred earlier to the blue flares on the pitch.
Yeah.
Ryan in Bristol asking, was it a 70s fancy dress protest?
Ah.
Which is quite good. Very good, Ryan.
Car wash themed. Yeah, that's nice. They should do that more often at protests.
Lack of air horn in the second half,
yeah,
Matt.
Not much
going on
in the Championship. The goals have dried up, unfortunately, and there's no Premier League because of the winter break.
So we are amusing ourselves with Gladiators returning to telly tonight. It's moved. It's had a transfer from ITV to BBC One.
It's been brought back a few times, haven't they?
Yeah.
And now it's gone back on BBC One. Mm. And it looks like it might be quite good.
Nostalgia. I hope the Eliminator is still there,
yes,
right at the end with
the
Travelators.
You've got to have a good Travelator. A lot of suggestions still coming in as to which footballers would make good Gladiators. Dan Bauer on Twitter says, don't forget Dennis Wise. Yes, he'd be a tough one
to
get past.
He would, yes.
Also, a few people saying Micah Richards would be a great Gladiator. I'm surprised he's not on it. He's on everything else, isn't he?
It's
amazing. Emma Hayes. Emma Hayes would be.
Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to mess with Emma Hayes.
No, you wouldn't.
Quite a few good ones coming in. Chris in Cambridgeshire. A couple of female footballers. Katie McCabe. Fearless and loves a good tackle.
Arsenal.
No one gets past her.
She's fantastic.
Mary Earps as well. She has the will to win, says Chris. Mary Earps.
Why no mention of Jill Scott? She'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I won the jungle as well.
Yes.
We all know what meme is coming to mind with Jill Scott as well.
Potty mouth Jill. Also, Chris in Surrey says, you'll never beat Des Walker. Of course, no one shall pass. Lovely text here from Glenn in South Shields says, gents, a bit of a blast from the past, but as a magpie myself, how about the great Kevin Keegan as a gladiator? Yes, what a great shout. Like Samson, his strength was in his perm. And given that he enjoyed a Barney with Fergie, you just know the Scottish ref will get a mouthful at some point.
Very good points, yes.
I would love it.
We mentioned the Eliminator earlier. There's a whole generation of kids, right, who haven't seen Gladiators, and they're going to see it now.
They don't know about the Travelator.
They don't know about the Travelator, and if I ran a supermarket, I would be worried.
Yes.
Because now you're going to have all these youths who will see this evening that it's fun to run backwards up Travelators.
It's going to cause them havoc, isn't it?
The likes of Asda's and Morrison's come Monday morning won't know what they've seen.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, that's it for this week. The Premier League winter break continues next week, I believe.
Yeah, so there's not going to be many 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League, but we will still be here with Jay Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Fordy is going to be back soon, by the way.
Yeah.
Regular podcast fans, he will be returning soon. His recovery is going well for all those people that have been asking. So it won't be long until he'll be back in the hot seat.
I'm hoping to get one more game with you before he does.
Yes, possibly. I'm not sure.
We'll
see.
Oh, dear. That row from earlier on really has soured things.
I'm just not sure it's
possibly, but not sure. Firth has been dropped.
I'm not sure it's going to happen. I mean, timing wise, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Unsavoury end.
You haven't put my nose out of joint or anything like that.